आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति
शान्ति।
गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम् शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायनं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तो पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदांत सिद्धांत गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविंदं परमानंदं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
सो इन वर्स नंबर 225 शंकराचार्य जी से सत्यम ज्ञानम अनंतम ब्रह्म। व्हाट इज दिस ब्रह्म? सो फ्रॉम तैत्तिरीय उपनिषद इट इज सेड सत्यम ज्ञानम अनंतम ब्रह्म। दैट ब्रह्मन इज सत्य एग्जिस्टेंस, ज्ञानम इज कॉन्शियसनेस, एंड अनंतम इनफाइनाइट मीन्स आनंद स्वरूप, एंड विशुद्धम एक्सट्रीमली प्योर, एक्सट्रीमली प्योर। विशुद्धम परम, परम मीन्स इट इज बियॉन्ड माया ऑल्सो, परम बियॉन्ड, बियॉन्ड माया परम। स्वतः सिद्धम, स्वतः सिद्धम इट इज सेल्फ एग्जिस्टिंग, यू डोंट हैव टू प्रूव कि इट इज एग्जिस्टिंग और इट सेल्फ एग्जिस्टिंग। नित्य आनंद एक रसम एंड ऑलवेज इट इज ऑफ वन नेचर, वन आनंद, इंडिविजुअल ब्लिस, एक रस। आवर एक्सपीरियंस इज प्रिय मोद एंड प्रमोद, डिफरेंट टाइम देर इज ए ब्रेक, बट इन दिस आनंद नित्य एक आनंद रसम, प्रत्यक अभिन्नम, प्रत्यक नॉट डिफरेंट फ्रॉम वन सेल्फ, इट इज नॉट डिफरेंट फ्रॉम मी। दैट मीन्स द सोर्स ऑफ दैट आनंद इज विद इन मी, एक निरंतरम, इट इज एवर विथ अस एंड जयति विक्टोरियस। नाउ इन वर्स नंबर 226
सदिदं परमाद्वैतं स्वस्माद्, सदिदं परमाद्वैतं स्वस्माद् अन्यस्य वस्तुनो अभावात्, अन्यस्य वस्तुनो अभावात् न यन्नदस्ति किञ्चित् सम्यग् न यन्नदन्ति सम्यक परमार्थ तत्व बोध दशायां परमार्थ तत्व बोध दशायां सदिदं परमाद्वैतं स्वस्मात् अन्यस्य वस्तुनो अभावात् नयन्नदस्ति किञ्चित् सम्यक् परमार्थ तत्व बोध दशायां.
Now here we find the experience of a realized person. So our discussion started in verse number 41. Kaha asau anatma? What is this anatma? Then there was a discussion about panchakosa, discussion about sarir traya. And after that, Guru told us to negate that, to falsify that, to arrive at atman. Now the sister has realized. Now he is telling his experience. What is he seeing? So first, when we started our journey, there was Atma and Anatma. Sarir Traya and Panchakos, they are all Anatma. These two were there. Now we have negated slowly, 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 and come to realize that. At that state, he is saying, na anyad kinchit asti. There is nothing else. Na anyad kinchit asti. Kuch bhi nahi hai. After realization, with open eyes, he is saying, na anyad kinchit asti. There is nothing else here. But we are seeing Naam Rupa. We are seeing Naam Rupa. But his experience is na anyat kinchit asti. So how we have to see that? This is what we have seen earlier, did by the anvay and vyatirek. Anvay means presence, vyatirek means absence. How we do anvay vyatirek? We move from one object to another and we reach there. We move from anatma to atma. And now he is seeing atma everywhere. This is anvay. What was vyatirek? Vyatirek was atma is panchakosa vyatirikta. It is other than panchakosa. So we were negating, falsifying one after another. Now after realization, he says, anvaya, he is seeing atma everywhere. Na anyat kinchit asti, aur kuch hai hi nahi. Only atman and atman is there. So sat idam param advaitam sasmat anyasya vastuna abhavat. This absolute oneness alone is real. Absolute oneness. Now he is seeing everywhere Atman. Nothing else than Atman. That absolute oneness alone is real. Since there is nothing other than self, the same, he is now seeing the same self in each one of us. How is he seeing? Na anyat kinchit asti. You have to tell me now. There are five things in each object. Namru. Earlier we were saying Namru. This is a jnani position. He sees only Namru. He sees only differences. And what is the vision of jnani? Astibhati priya. In each vastu, in each thing, there are five things. Astibhati priya, Namru. So what we are seeing in the Ajnana Avastha is the Naam Rupa only. We are not able to see Asti Bhati Priya. And what the Jnani is seeing? Jnani is seeing Asti Bhati Priya. Everywhere Asti Bhati Priya is there. It is the common thing. Anvaya, it is the common thing. Asti Bhati Priya is everywhere in the inert and sentient things. He is seeing that Asti Bhati Priya. Naam Rupa, secondary. Naam Rupa is there. In each Naam Roop, that Asti Bhati Priya is gone. Many times we have seen Asti Bhati Priya is everywhere in inert and sentient. In everything it is there. Now he is seeing the Anvaya, the presence of Asti Bhati Priya in each and everything, be it inert or sentient. Very good. Nahi anyat asti kinchan. There is no other independent entity. Independent. only one thing is independent, that is satyam jnanam anandam, that Atman and Brahman, that is independent, that we can remain without the support of Maya. That is independent. Maya is dependent. So independent vastu is only na anyat kinchit asti. Samyak paramartha tattva bodhadasayam. When this happens, samyak means completely. Bodhadasayam, paramartha tattva bodhadasayam means in the state of realization of self. This will happen only when you realize your own true nature, that is your own Atman. Then you will be able to realize that. So now there is no panchakosh, there is no sarirtray, no anatma, only Atma is there, only Brahman is there. Earlier there was jada, chetan, nitya, anitya, we all did all these things. We try to differentiate between these two and come to the reality. We wanted to come to the Chetan, we wanted to come to Nitya. For coming to Nitya, we have to do the vivek of Jada Chetan, Nitya, Anitya, and after negating all Anitya, Jada Vastu, Anatma, we have come to that Chetan. Okay, now what is his vision? Hari ko har me dekha. That is his vision. He is seeing Hari in each and every being. Hari ko har me dekha. If we say Jagat and Self, both are there, and Jagat is giving me sorrow, I will try to run away from the Jagat and will go toward the Self. People say both are satya. Jagat is also satya, kyunki dikhai padta hai. Because I am transacting with the world, so people say this Jagat is satya and Brahman is also satya. Okay. Then how to come out? Then the first step we tell, don't attach to Jagat. This is what the Gita and all the Shastra say. This is first step. Don't attach to anatma, don't attach to sarirtray, panchakosh and all that, we say. Because Jagat is giving you sorrow, we found out the cause of that sorrow is attachment, therefore we say detach, don't destroy Jagat, detach yourself from Jagat. After realization, he says, nahi anyat asti kinchin, ab to kuch nahi hai. There is no Jagat. There is no question of detachment. Jagat hi nahi hai. Now he is seeing only Brahman and Brahman everywhere. When we come out of from the dream, we come to the waking state, we say same thing. Nahi anyat asti kinchin, aur to kuch nahi hai. Jagrat avastha hai. This is real. This is real. Okay, how this will happen? So it is said this will happen only in the state of vairagya. Total dispassion when comes, it will happen. So going to the different world is an obstruction in realization. Many people, they don't understand this. We can go to the higher world by doing good karma, by upasana. By karma and upasana, we cannot get that tattva. We must have a very clear understanding. By good karma, I can go to swarga. By upasana, I can go to the devlok or even the brahmalok. But all the 14 lokas are, you have to come back from there. Chine punne mart loke bisanti, you have to come back. So we have to be very, very careful ki what I want. Do I want 14 lokas? Then go ahead with the karma and upasana. You will come back. So, going to other loka is an obstruction in realization to self. People think, upar mein jaake swarg mein achha sukh milega. There is no rog. People don't get old there. No hospitals, no doctors. Some say, jo, ek bar ghum ke aate hain swarg. Phir dekhenge, phir we will decide. No. That is obstruction. On realization, na anyat kinchit asti. All 14 lokas are also not there. Gurudev writes, distinction such as experiencer and experienced are not possible in it. When you realize the higher plane of consciousness, the lower planes and their objects are transcended. When you reach there, that means you have already transcended OET, PFT, BMI and your vasana. Unless you transcend this, you cannot reach there. So once you reach there, that means you have transcended all anatma thing. It is non-dual because it is one's own self. In that moment, there is a total absence of all things save the self. When you reach there, nothing is there. When we sit in meditation, what we do? We withdraw from the world. We come to our body. We do the prana vikshan, seeing our prana. We don't go for the pranayam. Only prana vikshan. Then we divert our attention to the mind. Then we say, oh, you see the procession of your thoughts. Then after that we say, you just become witness. Don't associate with the thought and go to Delhi. Go to Delhi means the thought of Delhi has come. And you started thinking, Karol Bagh chalte hain. And now you are shopping there in Karol Bagh. You are sitting in meditation here. So you have to be witness to those thoughts. Thoughts will come. According to your vasana, thoughts will come. You cannot stop it. But I can become witness of it. And when all the thoughts are gone, that means the mind is gone. What is mind? Mind is a flow of thought. When the mind is gone, what remains? Is your tattva. Consciousness plus mind is equal to jiva, jiva minus? Java. So when all procession of thoughts end, you have reached there. There is only one infinite Brahman. In the moment of realization, this supreme most essence is complete, complete in itself, with itself. There is nothing other than it. This is the experience of a realized person. After that, his vision has changed. There is nothing else. He is seeing everywhere. Asti Bhati Priya. Everywhere, Brahman.
Yadidam sakalam vishvam.
Yadidam sakalam vishvam.
Nana rupam pratitam ajnanat. Pratitam ajnanat. Tat sarvam brahmaiva pratyasta. Ashesha bhavana dosham. Yadidam sakalam vishvam nana rupam pratitam ajnanat. Tat sarvam brahmaiva pratyasta. Ashesha bhavana dosham.
Yat idam sakalam vishvam nana rupam pratitam ajnanat. Yat, that which. Idam means this. Sakalam, entire vishwam, universe. How is that? Nana rupam, of infinite forms. Pratitam, appearing. Mark the word pratitam. It is just an appearance. Appearing. When it is appearing? Ajnana. In the state of ignorance, you are seeing the infinite names and forms in the world. So if you are seeing names and forms, it is a state of your ajnana. This entire universe, which because of ignorance appears to be infinite form, now the realized person see that all naam roop are his only. All naam roop is Brahman only. He will prove beyond doubt that all the naam roop is also Brahman. All naam roop is also Brahman. Earlier we were seeing duality. Now he is seeing there is nothing different from me. All naam roop is me only. How will you prove? All naam roop is Brahman only. From Brahman came आकाश वायु थ्रू माया आकाश वायु अग्नि जल पृथ्वी फाइव ग्रेट एलिमेंट एंड द होल बॉडी माई बॉडी एंड द होल वर्ल्ड इज मेड ऑफ फाइव ग्रेट एलिमेंट्स बना हु इज द ओरिजिनल सोर्स ब्रह्मन ब्रह्मन ऑल ऑर्नामेंट्स आर मेड ऑफ गोल्ड तो वॉट एवर नाम यू गिव नाम एंड रूप आर डिफरेंट ऑफ ईच ऑर्नामेंट बट एसेंशियली दे आर ऑल वेन वी गो टू द ज्वेलर शॉप वी सी ओनली नाम रूप डोंट सी द गोल्ड बट द गोल्ड स्मिथ ही इज नॉट अट्रैक्टेड इन द नाम रूप ही सीज वॉट कैरेट ऑफ गोल्ड इट इज हाउ मच द गोल्ड इट इज इन दैट सो ए रियलाइज मास्टर ऑल्सो सी दैट ऑल नाम रूप आर हिज ओनली इज द सोर्स ही इज द सोर्स ऑफ पंच महाभूत देयरफॉर इट इज नथिंग बट द ornaments are nothing but gold in different form. So similarly, all naam roops are nothing but the Brahman alone in different name and form. Naam roop. Tat sarvam. But in the Jnanavastha, in a Jnanavastha, we are not able to see the common factor. We are seeing the nana roop only. We are struck there only. But the common factor in each of us, in all sentient being and inert, is that सत्यम ज्ञानम अनंतम और अस्ति भाति प्रिय और ब्रह्मन और आत्मन दैट इज प्रेजेंट एवरीवेयर इन ईच वन ऑफ अस ज्ञानी सीज दैट ओनली तत् सर्वम ब्रह्म एव प्रत्यस्त अशेष भावना दोषम तत् मीन्स दैट सर्वम ऑल ब्रह्मन ब्रह्म एव एलोन देर इज नथिंग एल्स एलोन ब्रह्मन एलोन इज देयर प्रत्यस्त फ्री फ्रॉम वॉट असेस ऑल भावना दोषम लिमिटेशन ऑफ थॉट्स इट इज इन फैक्ट ब्रह्मन एलोन विच इज फ्री फ्रॉम ऑल लिमिटेशन ऑफ थॉट्स सो फ्रॉम द हाइएस्ट स्टैंड पॉइंट वॉट इज देयर ऑल नाम रूप आर ऑल्सो ब्रह्मन ओनली हाउ विल यू प्रूव बिकॉज एवरीथिंग इज मेड फ्रॉम ब्रह्मन ओनली अल्टीमेट सोर्स इज ब्रह्मन ओनली We bring in Maya. Why we bring in Maya? See, if I say the Jagat has come, all the Naam Roop has come from Brahman, then there is one problem. In gold ornaments, gold ornaments, all the qualities of gold are present. It is not so. If the gold is 24 carat and you make ornament of 24 carat, then the quality characteristic of 24 carat gold is there in the ornament. If I say directly that everything has come from the Brahman, so Brahman is neither born, never dies, never modifies, so everything should become like Brahman. So, nahi hoga. So to explain all Naam Roop, I have to bring in Maya. Because of Maya, this is. Then after that, we negate Maya. When we negate Maya, what remains? Brahman remains. So he has negated all the Maya part, anatma and all that, everything is gone, sarirtai, panchakos, all negated. Now he is seeing only Brahman and Brahman alone. So chit vilas jagat bujhat bujhat bujhe, Mahatma say, this whole world is only chit. But how will you understand? Bujhat bujhat, it will take long time to understand. The whole world is nothing but only Chit only. It is a play of chit only. In Manisha Panchakam also, Chin Matra Vistaritam, it is said, Shankaracharya is there also say. What is this word? Chin Matra Vistar. Everything is only Chin Matra. Chin Matra means Satchidanand, all is there. So why are we not understanding? Because we have not done inquiry. Socha nahi thik se. If you inquire, you will come to know. Slowly, slowly, you will come to know that. So, from the highest standpoint, huh?
In kindled life, there was a question that everything came from Brahman. Why did Brahman need to create that? Do that?
It is sport. It is really not there. It is asat. In today's Gita class, we will prove that this whole world is asat also. But we attempted. It is not there. So, it is not Brahma also is there. Brahma alone is there. The vision of realized master is that Brahma eva asti. Brahma alone is there, nothing else. But in Ajnanavastha, Brahma api asti. Brahma also is there. Ajnani says Jagat is also there and Brahma is also there. Brahma api asti. Brahma also is there. But true fact is that Brahman alone is there. So nature of that tattva, of that Brahman, is existence. Existence alone is there. Because of that existence, Satchidananda, the Sat, the existence, because of that existence, everything is existing. Take out the existence, nothing will exist. Nothing is there. It is because of that existence, substratum of the thing, everything is superimposed. It is because of the rope you see the snake. If the rope is not there, can you see snake? No. Because the Brahman is there, therefore we are seeing the superimposed Jagat also. Superimposed Jagat is there because the substratum is there. It's not that everybody is seeing snake. Suppose the rope is lying, somebody may see snake. It's not that everybody will see snake on there. It is superimposition. It is our superimposition. So Brahman alone is there. After realization, you see only rope. You don't see snake. Here also, the realized person is seeing only Brahman. Okay, only existence is there. And how is this appearance? This appearance is only appearance. We are saying Jagat, Shankaracharya is saying Jagat is an appearance. It is not there in reality. It just appears. It is not independent, one thing. It is not independent and it is not separate from Brahman also. He will prove it is not separate from Brahman. He will give example also. By way of example, we will be able to understand that it is not different. Yat idam sakalam vishvam nana rupatitam ajnana tat sarvam brahma ev. It is already said. Whatever we are seeing, nana rup is nothing but Brahman alone. Gurudev, right? The world of plurality with its manifold forms which we see all around is perceived because of non-apprehension of Brahman, the reality. So long you are not able to apprehend the reality, you will see superimposition. What is that superimposition? Due to non-apprehension of reality, all misapprehensions of the pluralistic phenomenal world have arisen. When you are not able to see rope, then you see snake. Once you see rope, there is no snake. There is no snake. All that we see is Brahman, and Brahman alone do we see everywhere as objects and things. All nana, roop, name and forms are nothing but Brahman alone. When the evil of imagination of the mind is destroyed, evil of imagination of mind, so long the mind is there, world is there. When in the deep sleep there is no mind, there is no world. Do you see any world in deep sleep? There is no world. So long we are awake, the world is there. So that is the evil of imagination of the mind is destroyed. Without an iota of it remaining to defile the truth, nothing is there to defile the truth. There is no anatma vastu. Then you shall realize that what you are perceiving is Brahman only. Brahma and Brahman only. 1 minute. Yes. Can you give an example? Yes. Now he's going to give an example to drive home his point that whole world is nothing but Brahman.
मृत्कार्य भूतो पि मृदो न भिन्नः
मृत्कार्य रूपो
कुंभोस्ति सर्वत्र तु मृत स्वरूपात् कुंभोस्ति सर्वत्र तु मृत स्वरूपात् न कुंभरूपं पृथगस्ति कुंभः न कुंभरूपं पृथगस्ति कुंभः कुतो मृषा कल्पित नाम मात्रः कुतो मृषा कल्पित नाम मात्रः मृत्कार्य भूतोपि मृदो न भिन्नः कुंभोस्ति सर्वत्र तु मृत स्वरूपात् न कुंभरूपं पृथगस्ति कुंभः कुतो मृषा कल्पित नाम मात्रः
मृतः कार्यभूत ओ यू हैव सीन ए पॉट अर्थन पॉट नाउ ही इज गिविंग द एग्जांपल ऑफ पॉट अर्थन मृत कार्यभूत मॉडिफिकेशन ऑफ क्ले मृत मीन्स मिट्टी मिट्टी क्ले मृत कार्य भूत है अपि दो मृद फ्रॉम क्ले न भिन्न नॉट डिफरेंट कुंभ कुंभ मीन्स ए पॉट अस्थि इज दो ए पॉट इज ए मॉडिफिकेशन ऑफ क्ले इट इज नॉट डिफरेंट फ्रॉम इट हैव यू सीन क्ले पॉट हाउ इट इज मेड इट इज क्ले देन एन आइडिया कम्स इन टू द माइंड ऑफ पॉटर that I should give this shape and he gives a name, this is clay pot. Clay pot. Now he is giving that example. What is this pot? Mrida karya bhuta. It is an effect of clay. What is the cause of that pot? Clay. What is the effect? Pot. Karya bhuta, effect. What is the cause of that pot? Clay. Now he is saying, na bhinna. In cause and effect relationship, we find always the difference. It seems that the cause is different, effect is different. But in the case of point, mrido na bhinna, it is an effect of clay, but it is not different from clay. Not different from clay. Okay. When clay is converted into pot, then clay remains as clay in pot. If you are touching pot, are you not touching clay? If you are smelling pot, are you not smelling the clay? If you are tasting that pot, break it. Taste it. Are you not tasting? So, sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha, everything is of clay only in the clay pot. Now, if I take out clay from the clay pot, can you show me the form of pot? Namrup, can you show? You can't show namrup. Clear? This much is clear? Good. Kumbha asti sarvatra tu mrit sarupat. Kumbha, a pot. Asti is sarvatra tu, everywhere. Tu means indeed. Mrit sarupat, from the nature of clay. In essence, the clay is the same everywhere in the pot. Everywhere in the pot, everywhere it is clay only. Whether you touch the bottom of the pot or the neck of the pot, it is clay only. Everywhere it is clay. न कुंभ रूपम पृथक अस्ति कुंभ देर इज नो सेपरेट एंटिटी ऑफ फॉर्म ऑफ पॉट अपार्ट फ्रॉम द क्ले अपार्ट फ्रॉम द क्ले यू कैन नॉट टेक आउट द नेम एंड फॉर्म फ्रॉम द क्ले एंड सो दिस इज नेम फ्रॉम एनी गोल्ड ऑर्नामेंट इफ यू टेक आउट द गोल्ड कैन यू शो नेकलेस कैन यू शो बैंगल नो वी कांट शो देयरफॉर पॉट इज क्ले ओनली Then it is said, kutah mrisha kalpita naam matra, kutah, when and where and why, mrisha, mrisha means false, kalpita, fancied, naam matra, merely name. So why call it a pot? It is merely false and fancied name. It is only clay. But pot has got a vyavahar. Vyavahar means it can be used. I can use that pot for keeping water or something. But in clay I can't. In clay I can't keep water. But in the pot I can keep water. It is a vyavaharik satya is there. But if that pot is only a nam matra, if pot gets realized, what will he say? Aham ridam asti. Yeah. Similarly, all the nam roop, if they get realized, what will say? Aham brahma asmi. If pot get realized, who are you? In essence, I am clay only. Then it will say, mridam eva aham, I am that clay only. So we also say this thing, but we don't understand every day we chant. All nam roop is also Brahman only. Om Purnamadaha, Purnaidam. We say, na, Purnadaha. Brahman is Purna. Idam, whatever Vishwa is seen, is also Purna. See? Purnadaha, Purnaidam. So, example is very easy to understand. You know, when you apply on the Jagat, it becomes difficult. This whole Jagat is of Brahman alone. We think it is very difficult to understand or transact with the world in that way. If the vision is changed, everything will change. Gurudev writes, pots made out of mud, though named differently in essence, are all nothing but mud. A Ganges pot, a milk pot, a honey pot, or a water pot, they all are different names depending upon the usage of each pot. In essence, they are all mud only. In Chandogya Upanishad, he says, Vacharambanam vikaro nam deyam mrityukiteva satyam. You can make different types of pot. And you can say it is plate, it is spoon, it is glass, this is this type of pot, this is jar. But what is that? Well, they are only name. What is the satya in that? Satya or the reality in that is only clay only. They have come out of mud, therefore they are all nothing but mud in their true nature. Similarly, out of Brahman the world has come, and therefore it cannot be anything other than Brahman. Vishwana, from Brahman, with Maya Sakti, came Akash, Vayu, Agni, and water, and Prithvi, five great elements. And with that five great element, both subtle and gross, my body is made, whole universe is also made. So therefore, since the source is Brahman, so the effect is nothing but cause in different form. But at the same time, when we are dealing with the world, we forget that it is all Brahman. We are seeing only nam roop, we are seeing differences, we are seeing plurality. We forget this thing. When we see the world of change, we are apt to forget what it is the changeless Brahman everywhere. Whatever be its name, shape and form, a pot is nothing but mud. Similarly, the BMI, OET are all nothing but different name and forms playing in the same infinite consciousness from which they have arisen. Siddham, proof that all nam roop is Brahman alone. So if this understanding comes, then our vyavahar, our transaction with the world will also change. When we see differences, then the vyavahar, the transaction is different. When we see one everywhere, then in Ishavasya Upanishad we have studied, there will be love, there will not be any hatred. Why there will be love, no hatred? Because in the body we have got hand and legs, the whole body is me only. We don't hate our head, hands, legs. It is one and same, me only. Similarly, Nana Roop is there. Who is that? Everything is Brahman. Therefore, I will love everybody. Everything is Brahman only. There will not be any hatred. There will be sea change. Next.
Kenapi mridbhinna taya swarupam.
Kenapi mridbhinna taya swarupam.
Ghatasya sandarshayitum na shakyate. Ghatasya sandarshayitum na shakyate. Ato ghatakalpita eva mohat. Pita eva mohat. Mrideva satyam paramartha bhutam.
Satyam paramartha bhutam.
Kenapi mridbhinna taya swarupam. Ghatasya sandarshayitum na shakyate. Ato ghatakalpita eva mohat. Mrideva satyam paramartha bhutam.
Now Shankaracharya is challenging everybody. Kena api, by anyone, mrida bhinnataya, something other than clay, swarupam, essence, ghatastha of a pot, sandarsayutum to show, na sakyate. Nobody can show anything different from the clay in a pot. Nobody. So no one can show that by demonstration that the essence of mud pot is other than mud. We have already seen, if you touch pot, it is clay or mud only. Touch, taste, smell, everything is mud only. And not only that, he says, not even God can show it is different from clay. Na api Ishwar can, Ishwar also can't say that in the pot there is something other than clay. Okay. So what is the relation between clay and clay pot? Mahatmas explain it three ways. There can be a cause and effect relationship. Cause and effect relationship. Number two, it can be adhisthan, adhyastha, substratum and superimposition. Number two relationship. Number three relation is ashray and ashrit, base and dependent. Base and dependent. Now let us check up. What is this ashraya and ashrit? Ashraya is base and ashrit is dependent on that. Example, there is a land and there is a building on that land. Ashraya and ashrit. In ashraya and ashrit, you will find both have got the same type of reality. Both same type of reality means land is there, building is there. Both are there. They have got the same type of reality. Now come to the pot and the clay. In the pot and clay example, we find it is only clay and the namrup. Clay is real, namrup is unreal. In the ashraya ashrit, both building and the land has got the same type of reality. Did you get it? Land and the building on that is the same type of reality. Or you take this table and this book. The book is on this table. The table and the book also, both of them have got the same type of reality. But in the pot, it is not ashray ashrit, because the ashray is clay. Clay is real. Ashrit, if we take out the clay from ashrit, name and form, it is unreal. Ashray, ashrit. Adhisthan, adhyastha, adhisthan and adhyastha, both are different. You take a container, put the milk in that container. There also you will find that the adhisthan, the container which is containing the milk, both have got the reality of the same type. You can take out milk. Milk can stand itself in another place and the container is itself in separate place. So they have got the same reality. But in the case of pot, clay and pot, it is not even adhisthan and adhyastha. The reality is different. Name form reality is unreal. Clay is real, namrup is unreal. So this is what is that? It is the relationship of cause and effect. But our understanding is that we want to see cause separate, effect separate. But here, effect is nothing but cause in different form. So pot is effect of clay, mrit karya bhut api mrit na bhinna. Ata ghata kalpita eva mohat. Therefore, ata, now he's coming to conclusion, ata, what is ghata, the pot? Pot is a kalpita, it is an imagination. How? Mohat, through delusion. Therefore, the pot is merely imagined through delusion. So what is pot? Pot is kalpita. Name and form is kalpita. And how is it? Because of mohat. Because of its wrong understanding. Mrida eva satyam paramartha bhutam. What is the fact? Mrid, the clay. Eva, alone, satyam, truth. Paramartha bhutam, abiding. Mud aspect in the enduring reality in the mud pot. So the satyam in mud pot is mud only, not nam rupa. So there are two types of truth, absolute truth and empirical truth. What is absolute truth? Is the clay is the absolute truth. What is the empirical truth? The name and form is the empirical truth. Name and form is the empirical. In the empirical truth, we can do transaction. We can transact with the empirical truth. It is vyavaharik satya. Shankaracharya was forced to say that this is vyavaharik satya. He never wanted to accept that the jagat is at all there. In today's Gita class, we will see that the whole jagat is asat only. It is non-existing. Non-existing. Asat. But we get attached to this empirical truth. Empirical truth we attach, get attached. Because it is giving us, we can't keep water in the clay. We need a pot to put water. Or we sometimes decorate pot also, different way, and get attached to it. So vyavaharik satya is there. But in a sense, it is clay only. Who is giving me joy and sorrow? Analyze. When I am attached to that pot, it looks beautiful, I get joy. When that pot is broken, I get sorrow. Is the clay giving you joy and sorrow? No. It is the pot. When I am attached, then I am getting joy. When it breaks, it gives me sorrow. So nam rup is vyavaharik, not real. Pot can't exist independently. It is mrisha. It is mrisha means it is false. Mrisha doesn't mean that it cannot be seen. It will be seen. But it is not permanent. It is can be negated. It is dependent. Therefore it is called mrisha. Nam rup is dependent. It cannot stand on its own legs. Pot cannot stand on its own leg without clay. Nam rup is dependent on clay. And it is subject to negation. We can negate pot, but we cannot negate clay. Is it not so? We can negate pot, but we cannot negate clay. Similarly, we can negate all the nam rup, but we cannot negate Brahman. Gurudev writes, a mud pot can never be proved as made up of anything else. A mud pot is mud. Whatever be its content, the mud alone is the pot. The pot has no independent existence apart from the mud. So the pot is the imagination of a form and a function in the mud. Similarly, the world has no independent existence from Brahman. Among mud pots, the Ultimate truth is mud alone. There is nothing other than mud. The pot is superimposition on the mud. So have you understood clay and pot? The relationship between clay and pot? What is the truth in the pot? Clay itself is the truth. Naam Roop is Mrisa. It is imagined. It is Vyavaharik Satya. It gives me joy and sorrow.
Yad Brahma Karyam Sakalam Sadevam.
Sad Brahma Karyam.
Sad Brahma Karyam Sakalam Sadevam. Sad Brahma Karyam Sakalam Sadevam. Tan Matrame Tan Natatonyadasti. Tan Matrame Tan Natatonyadasti. Astiti Yovakti Natasya Moha. Astiti Yovakti Tastas. Vinirgato Nidritavat Prajalpaha. Sat Brahma Karyam Sakalam Sadevam. Tan Matrame Tan Natatonyadasti. Astiti Yovakti Natasya Moha. Vinirgato Nidritavat Prajalpaha.
Sat Brahma Karyam Sakalam Sat Evam. Sat Brahma Karyam, the effect of real Brahman. Sat Brahma Karyam Sakalam, entire. Sat real Evam, this. Thus entire universal being, the effect of the real Brahman Sakalam, is Brahman alone. We have already seen what is the cause of the whole world? It's the Brahman. So effect is nothing but cause in different form. So world is nothing but Brahman in different form. Tanmatra etad natad anyat asti. Tanmatra. Tanmatra, in essence, that alone is there. Etad, this. Natataha. Natata means not. Tata means that it. Anyat, other asti. There is nothing other than. Tan Matra means Brahma Matra Asti. The whole thing is nothing but Brahman alone. Tan Matra Asti. In gold ornament, it is gold alone there. The whole world has come from Brahman, therefore the whole world is Brahman alone. Tat Matra, Brahma Matra Asti. Asti iti ya bhakti na tasya moha vinargati. If somebody is saying in moha, there is something else there, then he is... His moha has not gone. Astiti, it is he who says not his delusory has gone. Shankaracharya is making fun of agyanis. Agyani will say jagat asti, brahma asti. That is our understanding. So he says your moha has not yet gone. You are still seeing nam rupa. You are seeing the pot only. What is that? It is clay. Similarly, the whole jagat nam rupa is nothing but Brahman alone. Then he gives an example, nirdhitavat prajalpa, twaddles in sleep. Somebody, people talk in sleep. Somebody, some also say they walk in sleep also. But when they get up, you ask them, you were saying all this, you know? Some Mahatma says, you should listen to when he's talking and sleeping. He's telling truth at that time. At that time he's telling truth. You should listen to that. Nidhitvat. Some Mahatma give the example like a drunken man driving on a highway. It looks like it's a small lane and he will go on the side. In Ramayana it is said, Moha Nisa Sab Sobat Nihara Dekhat Sapan Anek Prakara. Everybody is sleeping in that Moha Nidra, deluded. And they are seeing different type of sapna, imaginations. Different imaginations are coming. Somebody may say, oh, Shankaracharya, you are saying this jagat is only an appearance, it is not there at all. Do you have any praman? Can you give any shruti? Can you quote any Veda to support your argument? He says, yes, we can give you shruti quotation also. So that we'll see in our next class. Quotation from Veda he will give to support his argument. Vivek Chudamani is written by Shankaracharya ji. So somebody may challenge them. आप जो बोलते हो ठीक है कि नहीं, कोई प्रमाण है, do you have any support? He will say yes, Shruti support. He will give the support of Veda. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.